We believe in active resorts. Not only we believe in them, but it is our mission to help develop them and give people a chance to find something that could transform their lives. Active resorts are based around great instructors, trainers, and coaches who guide people through an experience where they can really grow. Let's go into this topic. Today's topic, again, really important for us because we dedicated a lot of time in our business for this. So let's talk about developing an active resort. I think first we also have to explain what we mean by active resort, and then we can discuss some other things, how to actually make it.
As usual, big thanks to our listener for choosing this topic. And I know it was very tight. So we will also talk in a future podcast about the future of dining. So yes, mm-hmm. We will talk about restaurants and the evolution. So here in Active Resort, similar to what we were talking about, the evolution of catering, we are looking into an evolution in the resort and the hospitality industry. And the idea of talking about an active resort is indeed something that we are interested. It's kind of an evolution from pure accommodation, food, and facility that was kind of resort that were based on a destination.
Yes.
So yes. They found a beautiful place, very nice accommodation, the food is good, and you have some facilities, most of the time, a big swimming pool. I have nothing against infinity pool. I think it's cool. It's great. And also, this was back when tourism, of course, before the COVID, were something of masses and people would go in families and place. And because they work a lot, they want really first to sleep, relax, and have the sun. So it was a break. So holidays was a break from your life. Yes, and a life that you don't always fully enjoy. Now we are talking about something a bit different, something a bit niche. So we are not saying that this is a mainstream evolution, but this is an interesting evolution. The same way that the resorts, some of them went into luxury and very high-end with very curated destination and very specific places in the world. Mm-hmm. There is another evolution which is has less to do with high luxury, but more into life experience. And that's what I would call a transformative, you know, holidays. And okay. This is where you go in a place to experience something new, to experiment with things that would be difficult for you to experiment at home, or you don't have everything for it. And mm-hmm. hopefully, and in some cases, to have better conditions, for example, to train, a better environment for that.
And somebody who will teach you, coach you also.
Exactly. Helps. And also potentially, in some cases, a life transforming or life changing experience. So yes. This is something where you are attracted by something, but you didn't went that far yet. Because you didn't have the environment for that. And then, So an active resort on top of accommodation, food, and facilities is where you have very specific activities. So you have specialized facilities for those activities. And as you just mentioned, the guidance of qualified and experienced. And then you name it trainer, instructor, coach, depends. But the idea is that when you go there, you are expecting a personal guidance.
Mm-hmm. Professional, yeah. In a way.
And we have seen with Blue Lotus that for a learning center on plant-based cuisine, some of our students were there more to experience a plant-based diet.
Yes.
And then to stay in a relaxing resort was perfect because you are in a place where you can really focus and relax and care about yourself. So it's about self-care and wellness. And there is no pressure. You are in a safe environment. You have the guidance. You can have questions. You can hesitate. You can try. All your environment is tuning into that. And I think the big thing with the active resort as I would say, is that you go in a place, most likely like-minded people, most of the time in an active resort, they have theme weeks or like active weeks, so different topics. Mm-hmm. Meaning if you go there when it's all the Muay Thai person
training.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it means that, or it's a surfing week. Okay. You go there. Everybody is about surfing. You meet mm-hmm. people that have the same similar kind of interest, all kind of level. And then you have an experienced trainer that will help you to start well, to understand and to have a good comprehension. So it's something where you will get introduced to something which is new for you, mm-hmm. or you want to reach another level mm-hmm. in the best environment and with the best support team. I think this is an evolution where we are not talking only about tourism, that people, they just want to have a break from their life. But we are talking about something where you can really experience something. You can be in a place where you will learn things, mm-hmm. experiment with things, and hopefully this will change you in the sense that maybe you will start to practice more something that you were just attracted by but didn't know enough. The example that we had on the podcast with John that explained that after a week he became plant-based. So yes, that's a very good example where sometimes you just need a simple trigger, and then it's good to have an understanding of what you are doing, what to expect. You are in a place where it's obvious because you are cooking plant-based, so why trying something else? Mm-hmm. And then from there you say, okay, I like it, I need more information, and you can change. So the idea is that it's something and it's an event or a time that will have can have a real impact. And for this, you have a program and activities or events that will help you. So one key aspect about this is at the center, and I think that's why we are talking about it and interest by it, you have the instructor or educator yes. or the trainer or the coach. So the main aspect, you go to the week of surfing, you go to the week of Muay Thai mm-hmm. because of the instructor. And
exactly.
There are a team of instructor and they have different style. And I'm not saying that they have to be a star or an influencer or whatever. No, it's people that you trust. You are interested by their practice. You are interested how they share the practice and you want to learn more. And so by spending time with them and following a week completely immersed in their training and things, you get a better understanding of the practice and you can adjust mm-hmm. to yourself. And it has an impact on you. You will be changed from this.
But I like one thing you once mentioned, that it's not only the willpower, because a lot of people, when they are home, they struggle or they think they struggle with willpower. But the reason why they can't do what they want or develop healthy habit is because it's not convenient for them. So when they come to an active resort, everything is convenient. It's the environment, it's the support, the like-mindedness, the programs designed for you. Everything is perfect to experiment. And this is the reason why John was not afraid to try and go 100% plant-based.
Indeed. And when you talk about habits, indeed, first there is a certain time and a duration, and then after it's convenience. And indeed, mm-hmm. to stick to a new habit, convenience is key, is super important. So to be in the right place and where indeed it's embedded in your typical day and your program, yeah. so you don't need to think about. So there is yes. no decision fatigue.
The distractions are removed.
Yes, because it's basically planned like this. You just follow. And then you can focus more on how your feelings, how you deal with it. Sometimes you can be a bit shaky after 3-4 days because the training is a bit more intense than you are used to, or the mm-hmm. food is different. But that's also the interesting aspect. And indeed, you are in a place where everything has been designed to make it very convenient or obvious. So you are not really making a choice. You are more into immersed in an environment where this is part of the lifestyle in a way. So you get to experiment it. Of course, then if you like, then you will have to experience it again. You have to change a few things in your life. There are also very practical aspects of active resort, where part of the audience of those resorts are athletes. Mm-hmm. And if you are triathletes, for example, you cannot train during winter time in Europe because...
Yes, so you go somewhere where you can.
Exactly. So when it's snowing and freezing, it's not really the right time to go cycling. Mm-hmm. And not everybody enjoys a stationary bike on their basement. Yes. Without light. So this is something where, yes, they come in different places where they can enjoy like summer condition, get ready to winter time, so that when the mm-hmm. season of competition is starting, they are ready already. So
it makes sense.
That's why certain destination, like the Canary Islands where I am, there is one active resort called Playitas Resort in Fuerteventura. And of course, they have theme week, but part of their business is made on team coming to for their training during winter time. And the Canary Islands were kind of a place because it's at the level of Africa, mm-hmm. even though it's part of Spain, but it's at 2,000 kilometers from the peninsula.
Okay.
And this is some islands is spring year round, and some islands is summer year round. But basically, it's not so hot. Like can be on Thailand or humid. So it's a perfect temperature for training. And you have sea level and you have altitudes and the mountain, well, the volcano in this case. So there are, it's places where it's easy to practice and you can practice year round without issue. So of course, if you are in Norway and have to train for the next Ironman in Hawaii, you would like to see a place which is going to be closer to Hawaii without going have to go there. And so that's why the some of the resort, part of their activity is really training of team or athletes, where they need, again, back to the specialized activities and facilities, meaning you need really trainer that can support those people. You need the physio, you need team to help and support them. And you need professional facilities. And I think that's also a difference when you move from an audience which are tourists that just want to relax and a bar with cocktail, and then you go to a kind of more active person. Of course, it will change also the food that you are, because now they want to nourish and be well hydrated. And so this is not really exactly. It's more a fresh coconut, a young coconut than a cocktail. So it's also interesting because then people that are working over there and on the facilities, they get to meet and with challenging guests, because the guests some of the time are better than them on a pure performance level.
Yes, yes.
So it's interesting because then as a coach also, you get to meet people that are really good and they just need to train more, to be more focused. So you help them to get there. But of course, in exchange, it's always an interesting experience and you learn as well during that process. Another place, which is an active resort in Thailand, is Thanyapura. In Phuket, where the resort is built around the Olympic swimming pool. And it's really a place to train. And you can see it looks really like a place, like a training facility first that evolved more into a resort. What's interesting is that it's not in the best place of Phuket and it's in the center of the island. So it's not like on the beach because, again, the people go there to train. And they will cycle. This is easy to cycle all around the island. But they, those big swimming pool, it would cost a fortune if you do that right on the beach. So those resorts are in environment and destination or hotspot for certain sports. It's not a destination for pure tourism. So it's also different places. It's location that can be less crowded. And it's on location that are more, again, a favorable environment for training more than just a destination to take pictures and enjoy your time.
And those selfies.
In America, there is Canyon Ranch that did some resort where you had like this. And now we are more into the impact and kind of life transformation. Mm-hmm. And there are centers. Actually, one of our students, Maëlys, they have and Thomas, they have a center in France, which is La Pensée Sauvage. And it's about fasting and hiking in a beautiful location. Mm-hmm. And I think this is another way to see centers, or sometimes called clinic, but places where people go to experience fasting. And here we are back to what you were saying about convenience. Mm-hmm. If for fasting, you can avoid part of the willpower and the resistance of the society and the group around you, it becomes way easier. And if you have the support of people that know what they are dealing with, and will help you through the days, that become very easy to do. So I think,
of course,
part of the active resort, when they do like detox or fasting program, again, it can be interesting if you have the good person to just help you through, and then you will have less temptation, less people inviting for an evening beer. So it will be kind of easier to go into that mood. And
we know it's not easy at home, be surrounded with the food that family eats or your partner eats, than to be on a fasting mode.
Yes, and I think so. Changing, and you want to go through this. We know that fasting is an interesting thing when you want to change habits. And so this is something that could also help you to make a transition to something different. Mm-hmm. And then to have a personalized guidance, have people where you can talk, you have questions, they can show you things, you can exchange, and just to listen to you is, I think, very important. One aspect which is important, because we are talking about training and coaching, is kind of what we were doing at Blue Lotus, evidence-based nutrition, meaning that here we are also in places where it's a safe environment. So what you can experience is in a safe environment. You are not put at risk. So mm-hmm. where when you don't know what you do, you can, you know, do a experiment that are a bit risky or without actually being conscious about it. Where over there, the idea is that people know and know what's safe and know how to handle certain situations. So I think this is also interesting when you want to do something that people are trained, they have experience, they are qualified, and they share evidence-based elements that will help you to learn about it, to understand it better. For me, part of an experiment is also understanding about yourself and about things. And so the content is as important and the guidance as the training and the practice itself. They goes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. So it's not like purely theoretical, oh, fasting is great or whatever, but it's really you experience at the same time, but you are still able to ask questions and sometimes to understand why you are struggling, why this is not happening, the fact that superfood will not make you Superman. So there are things also, certain myths that are interesting to then demystify during a time and period like this.